T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, it wouldn't be 2020 without some coronavirus news to update you on every morning.
Love it.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by The Golf Mart. In the NFL, Woods, New York Giants guard Will Hernandez has tested positive for the coronavirus and is expected to be placed on the reserve COVID-19 list today, according to ESPN. The Giants announced an unidentified player had tested positive. Team has immediately begun the contact tracing process. Now, offensive linemen tend to be the closest unit on a football team.
Yes.
Meeting rooms.
Literally.
On the field. They are touching. They're constantly in contact with each other to do their jobs. They get to be very close all the time, which could be a problem because if they're spread and they have to shut things down for the Giants, well, Giants are supposed to play the Tampa Bay Bucks on Monday Night Football. Coming up here in week 8. That would be one that would be a tough one for the NFL to, like, rejigger. It's hard to see. Oh, wait, we need a Monday Night Football game all of a sudden? That's tough to replace.
Yeah.
So that could be a problem. We'll see how that contact tracing process goes. Will Hernandez, guard for the Giants, testing positive. And then you had the football story yesterday. You saw Wisconsin. We talked about the quarterback situation where they lost their top quarterbacks. They decided to just pull the plug on their game against Nebraska this weekend because of 12 positive tests. And the athletic director, Barry Alvarez, said, we don't want to get this, let this get out of control. So we're going to cancel the game against Nebraska. So they're out. They're not going to replace it because remember, the Big Ten didn't build in any extra makeup days. So they're not going to be able to play that game at all. Now, Nebraska's going, hey, well, we still want to play a game. So they tried to get this, Woods. They tried to schedule a makeup game this weekend on short notice against Chattanooga, an FCS school. Now, they are not even playing their season until the spring, except for the one game they played to Western Kentucky last week. So they called Chattanooga and said, well, I mean, we just played. We're ready to go. You want to play Nebraska this week, guys?
Wow.
Let's go ahead and do it. But the Big Ten just came out and said, no, you can't just play Chattanooga all of a sudden, Nebraska.
It's not a scrimmage. Like, you can't just get your buddies, hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? You grab 9 guys, go meet on the field, let's go, play a little baseball together? Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
So those are the latest COVID headlines.
Oh, you
here.
Missed one.
Oh, is there another one, too?
The Chargers had a guy test positive.
What?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one.
They didn't release who it was, but they did send this person home. They're doing all meetings virtually and hoping for the best at this point.
Yep. Well, that's your COVID update here in 2020.
Speaking of football, you know, we started a bit last week with Bo Pick's football games.
Yeah, apparently just Thursday night football games.
We have no idea if he was right or wrong.
He was right with the spread. Yeah, with the spread, he picked the Giants. Giants were plus five.
He went a little back and forth. It was Giants-Eagles.
Yeah, it's my son. He's 2.5.
And he said Giants-Eagles, Giants-Eagles.
Baseball, Giants-Eagles.
So I reached out to your better half and asked for his Thursday night prediction for Week 8, kicking off tonight.
Tonight.
Heard right here. 97.3 The Fan.
You only get this kind of analysis here. You don't get it anywhere else.
We got Falcons and Panthers. And here's what Bo thinks.
Hi, Bo. So there's two teams playing football tonight, the Falcons and the Panthers. Who's going to win? Falcons or the Panthers?
Falcons or the Falcons.
Okay, but which one will win?
Falcons.
Falcons?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
I had not heard that.
Matty Ice fan, apparently.
Falcons.
Go Falcons.
Kid is a genius.
I think my favorite part about Bo is that he can not really say the word Falcons or Panthers, but he can say mother effer.
Oh, yeah.
He can say every curse word in the book.
Clear. He asked me, he told me the other day, he asked me, Daddy, can we go get donuts? And I said, yes. What took you so long to ask? Let's go to VG's and get donuts. So we went to VG's, and as I was carrying him out to the car, he goes, we're going to the MFing donut shop. And that is a quote. He's like, sang it. We're going to the MFing donut shop. And I just looked. And what can you do? You just laugh. Because he doesn't, and the thing is, he'll go to preschool, won't say, and I ask his teachers, hey, any colorful language? No, they say, no, we've been waiting for it. Never a bad word. So he fully grasps, I can do this at home, my old man's not going
to care. Well, you responsibly taught your child how to use curse words.
Yeah.
But did you think about the fact that now Bo is going to be able to teach your next child, perhaps without the guidance that you were able to give him?
I think it's going to be fine because, again, I'm not going to change anything about my parental skills or lack thereof.
You have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset
stomach.
Kid, dude. He's a joke.
Nothing. You're not going to try to improve on anything.
No.
You learned nothing the first go around.
No, you know what I'm
going to You were already perfect the first time.
I mean, have you met my son? He's perfect. Play the picks again, Paulie.
Hi, Bo. So there's two teams playing football tonight.
What do you want?
The Falcons and the Panthers. Who's going to win? Falcons or the Panthers?
Falcons or the Falcons.
Okay, but which one will win?
Falcons? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
So no, Ben, I have nothing to improve upon.
He
curses like a sailor.
Is he taking the points, or is this a money line wager on the Falcons?
You know, I would imagine that I think the spread, I just saw it, damn it. I think the Panthers are -2.
That's it?
That's it.
Really?
That's it. So the Falcons, I might as well
just go money line then.
I mean, no Christian McCaffrey. I'll take the Falcons.
I know, but they're on the road.
They keep getting close, just no cigar. So I think I'll stick with my son. Go Falcons.
All right. That's our Week 8 Bo Woods.
Thursday night picks.
Thursday night pick'em segment.
Good call, Paulie.
All right. We'll come back. Power rankings too early for 2021. Where do the Padres fit in as we look ahead to the next baseball season, just days after this one was over? And where do you think the Padres ended up here in 2020 as well? We know they were behind the Dodgers. Dodgers number one. But then after that, I think there's some debate to be had.
They're ahead of the Rays, for
you
the
think
love
so?
Of God.
All right, we can
yes.
discuss that. That's coming up next. It's Ben and Wood. Stick around. More on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.